With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Talking peace in the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he and Vice President J.D. Vance talked about a new vision for peace in the region.
How to have the civil government, how to have the security there, who could provide that security there, again, with Israel taking care of overall security always. And we discussed that, and I think we have some very, very good ideas how to proceed. It's not going to be easy, but I think it's possible.
The Prime Minister is set to sit down with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio when he pays a visit on Friday. Since the Israel-Hamas ceasefire took hold, food distribution has been improving at multiple sites in Gaza.
Images released by the UN's World Food Programme on Tuesday show the distribution of food moving smoothly in the Gaza Strip. The head of the WFP in Gaza, Willy Nayeko, says his aim is to scale up aid deliveries inside Gaza amid the ceasefire.
As the ceasefire holds, we plan on expanding to 145 of those sites throughout the Gaza Strip.
WFP is aiming to provide up to 1.6 million people with bread, wheat, flour and food boxes in the first 3 months of the ceasefire. I'm Charles de la Despa.
Volkswagen is making some major changes. More on that from Bill Alexander.
Volkswagen is preparing to pause production of two key models, the Golf and the Tiguan, but denied any connection with the standoff over embattled Dutch chipmaker Nexperia, putting pressure on supply chains. The company says pauses in production have been long planned to deal with inventory matters coinciding with the autumn holidays.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. The Louvre has reopened to the public 3 days after thieves forced a window open and stole French crown jewels in a daring daylight raid on the museum. The Apollo room, where the theft occurred, remains closed to visitors. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports there will be no more non-binary passports for U.S. citizens.
President Trump's order that all travelers be identified as either male or female is now in effect for Customs and Border Protection officials. That means airlines will only accept passports with a male or female designation for people traveling into or out of the country. The president has vowed to eliminate all residue of the Biden administration's four-year campaign to promote transgenderism in every office of the executive branch and throughout the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City schools are suing over the U.S. Education Department's decision to discontinue grants worth millions of dollars because of school policy supporting transgenderism. City officials argue that the department acted without the required notice or hearing. The Trump administration says policies allowing boys to play sports and use facilities set aside for girls violate Title IX. This is SRN News. A man pardoned for his involvement in the January 6 events at the U.S. Capitol may be going back to jail if some new charges prove to be true.
A man whose convictions for storming the U.S. Capitol were erased by President Donald Trump's mass pardons has been arrested on a charge that he threatened to kill New York Democrat and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Christopher P. Moynihan is accused of sending a text message that read, quote, "I cannot allow this terrorist to live." Moynihan also wrote that Jeffries must be eliminated and texted, "I will kill him for the future." To extremists, Jeffries said,
"You better watch how you talk when you talk about me."
Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Fed regulators will be missing a key piece of data next week when they meet to discuss interest rates. Official employment information has not been released since the federal government shutdown began on October 1st. Slow going on Wall Street so far today. Right now the Dow is off 368 points. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.